Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, next month marks the 250th birthday of the Navy and the Marine Corps, and they're bringing the party to Philly. KYW Charity Howard reports celebrations will be held throughout October and November, starting with a special kickoff event.
After 5 years of planning, George Leone, organizer of Homecoming 250, is excited to bring what he describes as a celebration of grandeur to Philly.
We're kicking off America's 250th celebration, hosting the National Navy and Marine Corps 250th celebration here in Philadelphia, where they were born.
And getting things started.
The big celebration starts on October the 9th. 9 Navy ships, 2 Coast Guard cutters sailing up the Delaware River.
And on October 13th, the actual 250th birthday of the Navy.
We're going to have a Thanksgiving and Remembrance Service at Christ Church, which was there when the Navy was born in 1775.
That will all be followed by the 250th commemoration on Independence Mall,
when the Chief of Naval Operations and other leaders of the Navy and Marine Corps will be speaking, and then the Blue Angels will fly over Independence Hall.
That night on October 13th, fireworks will light up the skies above the Delaware with performances by the Navy and Marine Corps bands on both sides of the river. Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.